T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Darryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter. He's with us right now. And this report with Darryl is powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Darryl. How are you?
Good, guys. Darryl. How are you?
Disappointed, Darryl. I mean, listen, the first half, the Browns could not have played any better. They could not have played a better first half, and they still had the chance. And, you know, the Gillum.
They played great until 10 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah. And they still had a chance with 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's how I look at this game, right? It was a step forward. I know they lost, but I look at it as it was a step forward because defense actually got off the field with less than 3 minutes to go, unlike the divisional playoff game where the Browns couldn't get the ball back. And they gave Baker Mayfield another chance. And unfortunately, Baker made a fatal mistake that, quite frankly, you just can't make as a quarterback with the game on the line. But when you talk about how that game started, how they played, especially in the first half. I mean, they just kept throwing haymakers at the Chiefs and punching them right in the mouth. They were dictating the flow of the game, walking down the field against their defense at will, scoring touchdowns. Love the aggressiveness from Kevin Stefanski. The Browns were paying that off in points. I mean, they were right there. That's the moral victory that I take away from this thing. But as you guys were just talking about, it's absolutely a frustrating loss because they had it in hand, they let it slip away, and they made critical mistakes down the stretch that cost them an opportunity to win that game.
You know, Darryl, the Jamie Gillen play was just brutal. I mean, obviously, he looked like he tried to rugby-style punt that thing once he picked the football up, and that, to me, that was like the play of the game that broke the Browns, don't you think?
I agree. I mean, we knew how that movie was ending, right? When the Chiefs got the ball at the 15-yard line, you knew they were getting seven and they were going to take the lead. But I was also in the back of my mind thinking, well, the Browns' offense has been moving at will all day and scoring touchdowns at will, so no problem. They'll be able to get it back. But that there's no question that was a key turning point. I think that was, honestly, Dustin, more of a turning point in the game than Nick Chubb's fumble.
After the Chubb fumble, they held him to three.
Right, and that's why
that's
why I said that, because you know they only gave up 3 points. They came back, they put another seven on the board, and they seemed to recover from that. What they did not recover from was Jamie Gillen losing his composure in the moment, getting panicky, however you want to describe his reaction to that. He had time, clearly, to get a punt away. It might not have been a great kick, but it would have been better than giving the Chiefs the ball at the 15-yard line. And in the blink of an eye, everything that you had worked for while you were holding the lead all afternoon, the entire tenor of that game seemed to change right after that play.
Yeah, I mean, I think the turning point of the game was actually even before that, because I thought after the Browns survived the fumble, give up the three, and then score the touchdown to give it right back on that 75-yard touchdown, to me, that was the game changer. And then the punt just kind of sealed the deal. But, you know, the defense, as you said, comes up big. Myles Garrett-Clowney meet at the quarterback. Yep. They have the opportunity. Baker said he was throwing it away. I was going to give him the benefit of the doubt on there, you know, that maybe he just got unlucky that the leg gets hit. But Dustin made a good point. I mean, if he was trying to throw it out of bounds, wouldn't it have been more of a hard left as opposed to – I mean, he was throwing it right to the tight end there.
I thought he was trying to force it into the tight end.
I do, too. I respect what Baker said after the game. Right. Obviously, he's the one making the play, so you have to take him at his word. It looked to me like he was trying to make a play there. You got to throw that away and live to fight another down. That's the learning lesson there. Baker was great for all but one throw, and unfortunately, it's that one throw.
Two, Darryl.
That we're all talking about.
The Njoku short pass was another one too.
Right before the punt.
He could have made.
Yeah. Remember that play,
Darryl?
Yeah, my point is he was playing at an elite level yesterday, but that interception basically wiped that performance from everybody's memory, because unfortunately that was the play that was the final nail in the coffin for the Browns.
All right, we're talking with Dangerous Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. So I saw you tweeting about it yesterday, how special teams has been, it's an issue, right? That's the biggest
issue. It's not been good under Mike Prefer. Yeah. It's not been good. It was not good last year.
If anybody should be fired, it should be him, not Joe Woods at this point.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying anybody should be fired.
But. Right. Me neither. I don't want to make that call, but I do think it's fair to criticize his unit. They get absolutely nothing from their return game. It's almost at this point a waste of time. And that's a problem. Donovan Peoples-Jones, please get him off the field. I just stop having him return. Let him play receiver. He's a good receiver. Just let him do that. Stop having him return, because it's a pointless exercise. We know the problems with the kicking game and whatnot. It's just that unit is, I think right now, when you talk about the weaknesses of this team, like special teams is a glaring weakness of this team. And I realize we're only one game in and probably need to step out of the prisoner of the moment type of a situation and see how this plays out over the next couple of weeks. But the track record so far, I've got, including the playoffs, I've got 19 games with Mike Prefer as the special teams coordinator, and I'll just say I'm not impressed. That's all I'll say.
Darryl, obviously there's some other positives to take out of this game. I mean, what else jumps out at you is something that you can look going forward now as we play the Houston Texans this week?
I loved Kevin Stefanski's aggressiveness, Dustin. Going forward on fourth down a couple of times. Two-point conversion after the penalty.
Yep.
I liked him dipping into the bag of tricks on that one drive. The end around to Jarvis on fourth down that ended up in a touchdown there early in the second quarter. I thought Stefanski called a brilliant game yesterday, and I realize that your calls are only as good as the execution you're getting on the field. The running game I thought was pretty strong. Look, I mean, they were taking it to the Chiefs. That's the disappointing part. I mean, they were really taking it to the Chiefs yesterday, and both through the air and on the ground. What they wanted, they were getting for 3.5 quarters offensively. So, going forward, and that's why I asked Stefanski what I did today. I realize it's a results business. You either win, you lose. And they lost yesterday, and it's a disappointing loss. But I got to think, when he looks at that tape, there's got to be a lot of things he's looking at saying, man, yeah, we were able to do a lot of what we wanted to do going into this football game. And for that, I feel good about. What I don't feel good about is down the stretch, we crumbled with some critical mistakes.
All right, Darryl. Obviously, Beckham in the end didn't play. We thought he probably would, and he didn't. But I guess we hope he'll play this week, although I don't know that you need him necessarily against the Texans if he's still not feeling it. What's your gut feeling about Odell back in the lineup at some point?
Yeah, I started to get the feeling on Friday when Kevin Stefanski answered the questions about Beckham in the manner that he did, Bull, that my antennas went up, because Stefanski is actually, he doesn't give you a lot, but he doesn't lie to us. He's fairly honest when he is answering questions. And when he phrased it the way he did about, well, we're going to take the next 48 hours to evaluate the situation, that's when my antennas went up, that there's a chance Odell may not play, and ultimately he didn't play. I think that it's 50-50. Just like it was going into the Chiefs game bowl, I think it's 50-50 that he's on the field Sunday against the Houston Texans. The Browns, clearly, my understanding is they clearly want to make sure he is right, he is ready, and ready to go. They don't want to put him out there too soon, coming off that major surgery like Stefanski talked about today. But I'd say it's 50-50 going into that Houston game that Beckham plays.
What about Jedrick Wills? What's his status for week 2?
Same thing. Now, Stefanski said he's day-to-day. That's obviously great news. That it's not a multiple-week type of injury. Remember, he got the high ankle sprain on the first play in January in Kansas City. So the fact that it's a day-to-day and they're going to see how he progresses throughout the week, I think is a very, very positive sign.
Anybody else? That was the only key injury, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Obviously, the news that, Ronnie Harrison, it doesn't look like he's going to get suspended by the league for the ejection. That's obviously good news there. I'm sure he had a little one-on-one conversation with Kevin Stefanski about how he reacted. And then again, hopefully the league office responds in kind to what that Chiefs assistant did, because I don't think that guy should be getting off scot-free in this instance.
He shouldn't,
either.
But ultimately, no. I don't care. He's got to stay calm. You got to stay calm. Yeah. Can't hit the coach like that.
Well, as Stefanski said, hey, it's always the second guy that gets busted by the officials. Yeah. It's never the instigator. And I give the Browns credit. I mean, I give them credit. They made no excuses for Harrison's actions. Stefanski, J.C. Treader was pretty strong about, hey, can't have an opposing coach putting hands on an opposing player. However, Ronnie in that instance also can't retaliate. So I thought and Treader delivered an effective message regarding that ejection.
All right, Daryl. Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you later in the week, man.
You got it, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.